亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹大家好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
那很高兴我们今天能够有机会一起来听福音哈。
I'm very joyful that I have the opportunity to share the gospel with you today.
其实今天的特会有一点特别，是因为我们每三个月才有一次这样的特会。
So it's a little bit different because we only have this every 3 months.
那我们每次有这样福音聚会的时候，其实弟兄姊妹都很兴奋的。
Whenever we have such a meeting, everyone is very excited.
我们早早的就开始预备，开始安排。
And we start early in preparation.
感觉就像过年一样。
As if we're celebrating a new year.
那我们是有一个盼望，是说能够邀请更多的朋友来到我们中间。
And we really hope that we can invite more friends among us.
那我不知道我们在座的当中有没有第一次来到，你是第一次来到我们当中的朋友。
We don't know if there are any that's here for the first time.
我们真的非常非常。高兴能够来到我们当中。
And we're very joyful that you're able to be here with us.
欢迎你们哈。
And we welcome you.
我估计我们当中可能有一些是偶尔来到我们当中。
Perhaps there are a few some here who are here rarely.
偶尔露一次灯笼。
I know we're happy to see you on this occasion.
那也非常欢迎你们哈。
And we also want to welcome you.
欢迎你们能够在这个百忙当中能够闪光来到我们当中。
That you, in your busy life that you're able to take the time to be here.
我这么说其实不是客气啊。
I'm not being very polite about this.
我觉得我们朋友来到我们当中真的很不容易。
And I truly feel that it's not easy to be here.
因为我以前就是这个样子。
Because I'm just like this in the past.
我大概二十多年前来美国。
I came to America about 20 years or so.
那我在来美国的时候就认识一个我从未谋面的校友。
So I ran into a classmate.
按照现在的话说就叫学长。
In other words, he was an older schoolmate.
那我刚来美国的时候，他给我很多很多的帮助。
So when I came to America, he helped me tremendously.
那人也非常好。
And the person was very good.
那问题就是他是个基督徒。
The only problem was that he was a Christian.
那常常会邀请我来教会。
And he will often invite me to come to church.
你知道他的每次邀请都让我很纠结。
And you know that every time he invited me, it really caused a bit of a struggle in me.
因为我感觉我要来吧，我心里又很不情愿。
Because I felt that when I came here, I don't come here willingly.
那我不来吧，我又感觉我挺不好意思拒绝。
But if I don't come, I feel that's being rude.
所以我每次来教会都是很挣扎以后做的决定。
So there was a tremendous struggle for me to come to church, and it was only after that struggle do I make a decision.
那我感觉可能我们当中在座的一些朋友，你跟我有一样的经历哈，就是很挣扎、很纠结，但是今天你还是坐在这里。
But perhaps we have friends here who also struggle much before coming here, but yet today you are here.
但是无论你是怎么不容易来到我们当中，但是对我们来讲，我们都认为说这不是一件偶然的事情。
But no matter how big of a challenge it is for you to be here, but we feel that it is not something.That happens
我们每一个基督徒都相信说，你今天坐在这里，其实神是有话对你说。
But for every one of you that's sitting here, today we can say that God has words for you.
那盼望说，今天我们所讲所说的，能够对你有一些触动。
And I truly hope that the words we speak here will touch you.
那我今天准备的题目是叫“从前风闻有你，如今亲眼见你”。
The topic today is that I've heard of you, but now I have seen you.
那这是一个叫很久以前一个叫约伯的人他所说的一句话。
This is a phrase that was spoken by Job many many long time ago.
那圣经里记载说他经历了很多很多的事情。
And the Bible records that he experienced a lot in his life.
那直到有一天神向他显现，他就说了这句话。
Until one day that God appeared to him when he said these words.
那这句话讲到他对神的认识。
These words spoke of his understanding of God.
他对神的认识是从以前的风闻到如今的。亲眼看见。
His experience is that he's heard of God in the past until he personally experienced him.
可能他以前对神的认识是间接的，但是因着他经历了很多事情，他如今对神的认识是很亲身经历的。
But in the past, perhaps it was just peripheral his understanding of God, but now he has a personal experience of God.
我之所以选这个题目，是因为我今天在这个讲的内容上也要做一点的调整。
I'm speaking of this because I need to make some adjustments in my message today.
我想除了我们平常所讲的有很多客观上这个理性上的探讨。
Perhaps we have some subjective views in terms of rational.
那在今天这个信息里面，我们也要加一些主观上的经历。
In the past it was more objective, but today I want to share a bit more about subjective.
那另外一个又考虑到我个人的原因哈，我是一个叫，我是感觉说， 我有一个本事。
So I feel I have an ability.
那就是把我常常会把一个很精彩、很感动的事情能够说得很平淡。
I have the special ability to describe something that's very exciting to be very bland.
所以我今天就特别请了一个帮助者。
So today I specially invited someone to help me.
那把我们家领导请出来。
So we invited our fearless leader of the household.
那由她来负责讲我们一些生活上的一些经历。
So she can share with us some personal experiences in our life.
那我还是像以往一样，我跟大家有一些理论上的理性上的探讨。
So like usual, I will share with you in terms of the more logical and the rational.
那回到今天我们回到福音的方面。
Well, today when we return to the gospel,
我想我们当我们每次的福音聚会，大概都要开始讲一下，说到底什么是福音。
I think every time when we have a gospel meeting, we always come back to the topic of what is a gospel.
我想这个词对我们大家来讲不是很陌生啊。
This word term is not very is not unfamiliar to us.
今天我们在广告里面会常常听到这个词。
Even today in commercials, we hear this quite often.
不知道大家有没有听过说叫失眠者的福音？
Oh, okay. The gospel of the sleep of a person sleepless.
Yes. 还有叫癌症患者的福音。
Or the gospel of the cancer survivor.
还有叫心脏病患者的福音。
And the survivor gospel of the survivor for a heart attack.
有各种各样的福音。
There are all kinds of gospel.
但他们描述的都是同一种光景。
But they all describe a very similar circumstance.
讲到是我们处在一种不正常的甚至很危险的情况当中，但是忽然之间我们发现有一条出路，有一个解决的办法，这叫福音。
And it speaks of that we're in somehow in a circumstance very unnatural, difficult, but yet there is a way out.
所以福音有大有小，有不同性质的福音。
The gospel can be great, big or small, but there are also different kinds of gospel.
有的福音可能我们需要，有的福音我们根本就不需要。
Some gospels we need, but some not so much.
想一下哈，如果今天有一个人来跟我讲说他有一款特效的减肥药。
So for example, today someone can come to me and says they have a special weight loss formula.
非常非常的有效。
And it works really well.
所以你不需要再饮饥挨饿就可以减掉体重。
And you don't need to starve yourself and you can lose weight.
你也不需要每天玩命的这个叫什么锻炼来减低体重。
And you don't need to have a regimented workout schedule to lose weight.
一天只要一粒儿，七天就见效。
And every day just take one and after 7 days you'll see results.
你感觉这是不是一个福音？
Would you feel that this is a gospel?
可能对我们当中很多的女生来讲，这是一个梦寐以求的福音，对不对？
Perhaps to many of us this is something that we dream of.
但你想我会不会买这个药？
But will you buy this?
因为我不会买，因为我不需要。
I probably won't buy it because I don't need it.
所以我是讲说，福音有不同性质的福音，但是不见得每个福音你都需要。
So therefore, there are different gospels, but you may not need all of them.
但是我下面要讲的福音对每个人都需要。
But the gospel that I shall now speak of is needed by every single one.
这是这个福音特别的地方。
What's so special about this gospel?
因为这个福音是针对所有罪人的福音。
And this gospel speaks to all sinners.
其实我在准备这篇信息的时候，我刚开始有很多很多的铺垫。
So when I was preparing for this message, I had a lot of notes.
那我直到昨天晚上最后的一刻，我把之前所有的铺垫都拿掉。
So last night, right before I took out all the other notes in preparation.
我是想说，趁在我在讲的过程要你们睡觉之前，我要把我讲的重点尽快的告诉你。
So I wanted to make sure that I share with you the most important point before everyone falls asleep.
可能我下面要讲的点对你来讲比较突然，比较突兀。
Perhaps the points that I will make are very sudden and very surprising to you.
但我的目的是要在你清醒的时候，我要把这点告诉你。
But the whole point is that I will share with you the important points while you're still awake.
这点就是说，我们每个人都是罪人，我们每个人都需要福音。
And the point is that every single one of us is a sinner, and every single one of us needs the gospel.
我知道这一点其实挺让人伤感情的。
I think this one is probably sounds a bit harsh to most people.
因为在今天这个时代里面，没有人愿意讲罪这个问题。
But today in this world, no one wants to speak about the topic of sin.
很少人愿意听。
Very few people like to hear.
有人也不承认自己是罪人。
Also, many do not acknowledge the fact.
其实我是感觉说，如果我们很认真的想一想。
If we seriously consider this.
我们都会承认说，至少我们会承认说，我们是生在最终长在最终的人。
Perhaps we can acknowledge that we were born into sin and we grew up in sin.
如果我们看看我们每天的周围的新闻所发生的事情。
If we take a look at all the news that's happening.
我估计你们都跟我有相同的认同，说我们是生在一个世风日下，是一个满了罪恶的一个世代里。
Perhaps you would agree with me that we live in a world that's full of wickedness.
难道你真的认为说我们在河边走永远不湿鞋吗？难道真的能够感觉说我们在这样一个世代里面不被罪所玷污吗？
Do you truly feel that we will not be the wickedness in this world will not touch upon us?
那我为什么在一开始就把这么伤感情的事情讲给大家？
How can we just start off with such a serious topic point right here?
我的目的是说，如果我们不知道不承认自己是罪人的话，你根本就不需要福音。
If we do not acknowledge or know that we're sinners, then there's no need for the gospel.
就像我刚刚所举的例子，如果我你把这个减肥的药给我的时候，我是根本不需要的。
Just like the example I gave, I don't need to lose weight. I don't need that pill.
但是今天我特别想强调的是一点，是我们每个人都需要这个福音，因为我们每个人都是罪人。
But today I want to emphasize that every single one of us needs the gospel because we are all sinners.
我们为什么成为罪人？其实主要是看这个罪人的定义。
Why are we all sinners? We need to take a look at what the definition.
我想，如果按照我们地上的法律来讲，我们每个人都不是罪人。
But according to the law of the world or the land, we are not.
我相信我们在座的人都是好人。
I think all of us sitting here are good people.
因为如果按照地上的律法来讲，法律来讲，我们是罪人的话，我们就不可能坐在这里。
Because if according to law that if we're sinners or we lawbreakers, then we would not be sitting here.
说我如果我们的标准只停留在地上法律的层面来讲的话，我们都不是。
If our standards stop at the point of the law, then none of us are sinners.
但是今天我之所以说我们每个人都是罪人，我们用的不是地上的法律。
But today, when I say that we're all sinners, it's not according to the law of the land.
我们的标准是根据神的标准。
Our standards are according to the standards of God.
这是为什么我说要一定要讲到我们是罪人。
This is the point why I mentioned that we must speak about sinners.
圣经里面有一句话说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because in the Bible there's a passage that says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
这里面说的世人当然包括我们每一个人。
Of course, the world speaks of for all. It speaks of all of us.
因为我们是罪人，犯了罪的缘故，使神的荣耀受了亏损。
Because for the sin, we have fallen short of His glory, of God's glory.
我想我们每个人都。如果很诚实的话，我们都承认说，我们真的是就是在这个罪的这个环境里面。
And if we can acknowledge that we are all living in sin，
我们如果不讲罪的话，我们就没办法讲福音。
If we cannot speak of sin, then we cannot speak of the gospel。
其实，因为福音的中心讲到的就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
The center of the gospel speaks of the Son of God, Lord Jesus。
讲到他的死。
His death。
而基督耶稣又是为了罪而死。
And death for because of death, because of sin, he died.
所以无论我感觉说大家如何不愿意接受这样的结论，但是我必须要在该死的时候把这个结论说出来。
Whether or not you choose to accept this, but I must speak of this.
今天之所以很多的时候我们不承认自己有罪，是因为我们已经习惯。
And oftentimes we also do not acknowledge that we're sinners because we're so familiar and comfortable with it.
我们感觉是大家都这个样子，我们根本就没有觉察到自己是堕落的光景。
And because everyone around us is like this, we don't feel that we're fallen.
就像鱼一样，他从来不知道自己活在水的里。
Just like a fish, it never knows that it's living in water.
我们今天已经习惯到一个地步，我们以为说我们很好，我们根本就不知道我们是在罪中。
Today we're in such a circumstance that we feel everything is so good that we no longer feel we're living in sin.
罪是一个很讨厌的东西。
But sin is very annoying.
我想我们没有人愿意提它，对不对？
I don't think none of us like to speak about it.
但是没办法，我们每个人都要面对它。
But it is unfortunate that every one of us must face it.
我们每个人都恨恶它，但是我们每个人都离不开它。
We hate it, but we cannot get away from it.
很多的时候，罪让我们辖制到我们一个地步，让我们做很多我们自己不想去做的事情。
Oftentimes, sin causes it binds us. It causes us to do things that we don't want to.
它会让我们不由自主的去犯罪。
It causes us that without unable to control ourselves and go and sin.
可以这么说，我们活在地上的每一个人，没有一个人能够脱离罪的辖制。
I can say that none of us can escape the grasp of sin.
你想一想，我们所接触的这些所看到的这些新闻，所看到的社会上各样的现象。
If we just look at the news, look at all the things that are happening around us.
大家都知道，大陆发生很多事情，不仅打老虎，也打苍蝇，对不对？
So we know that in China, a lot of things happening. There was a lot of things dealing with corruption. The big, the important people and the little people, they're all affected.
看看那些官员。
If you look at all the officials.
看看那些有名的人。
Look at all those who are famous.
每个人在金钱的诱惑面前。
Everyone who was when faced with the greed of money.
在名利面前。
When faced with fame.
在美色面前，没有一个人能够说他可以抵挡得了。
When faced with lust, there's none can withstand it.
可能我们在座的讲说，我们比他们有知识、有学问，对不对
？Perhaps many of us sitting here can say we're smarter, we're more intelligent.
我们可能是大学的教授、学校里的学生。
We're more educated, perhaps we're professors or students in school.
那我想问问大家，我们有多少人能够胜过我们里面自己里面这些妒忌，我们里面的骄傲？
How many of us can overcome our pride and our jealousy?
胜过我们里面的脾气。
Or even our own temper.
所以我们没有一个人可以这么讲说，在座的没有一个人我们可以脱离罪的辖制。
None of us sitting here can escape from the grasp of sin.
因为罪其实这件事情跟我们的身份、跟我们的地位、跟我们的环境没有任何的关系。
Sin has absolutely no relationship to who we are, where in our position in society and our social standing and so forth.
它讲到的是我们里面的问题。
It speaks of an internal problem.
是我们生命出了问题。
It speaks of that there's a problem with our life.
是我们的生命被罪玷污了。
And that our life is tainted by sin.
想一想我们周围有多少人让我们感觉非常的痛苦。
If we just take a moment and think about all the people that causes a lot of pain in our lives.
都是那个罪人让我今天生活这个落在很多的难处当中。
Perhaps it is that sinner that causes me to live in such difficult times.
我们是不是会常常这么想？
Oftentimes we blame others, and don't we not think this way?
那我们今天是换一个角度，从反面再想一想。
If we turn it around, think it from a different perspective.
我们有多少的时候，因为我们这个人给别人带来了很多很多的痛苦？
How often do we bring pain to others because of who we are?
所以这么说，罪非常非常的可恶也可恨。
Therefore, sin is very annoying, and also we truly hate it.
因为它常常让我们身不由主的去犯罪，去伤害我们周围的人。
Because it causes us to sin, causes us to do the wrong thing, and causes us to hurt others around.
特别是伤害我们周围的亲人。
Especially to hurt the ones we love.
我想你很难伤害到一个作为邻居家老王或者是卖菜的人。
I don't think it's hard to hurt someone who's selling groceries or your neighbor.
因为你跟他没有直接的关系。
Because you don't really have that close of a relationship with them.
所以你会发现罪常常让我们伤害我们周围最亲近的人。
Oftentimes we'll find that sin causes us to hurt those who are closest to us.
这只是最可怕的一个方面。
This is the scariest part about sin.
还只是停留在我们人与人之间的关系上。
And I'm only speaking about our personal relationship.
那我今天要提出一点最另外一个更可怕的地方。
And today I want to mention that what is even scarier about sin.
罪会使我们与神隔绝。
Sin will cause us to be separated from God.
而且罪会使我们落到神的愤怒、神的审判下面。
And sin will cause us to be fallen into His wrath and His judgment.
因为犯罪的缘故，其实我们把神在我们身上所有的计划都打乱。
And because of sin, it disrupts all the plans that God has for our life.
这是一个非常非常严重的。
This is a very serious point.
我们想一想，如果我们今天得罪地上的重要的人，我们的后果都很严重，对不对
？If we think about it, if we offended or wronged someone who is very important in the world, then the consequence would be significant.
何况你得罪的是一位神。
But what if we offended God?
说今天我们有罪，我们犯罪的结果不仅是得罪人。
Today, the result of sin is not only do we offend others.
更可怕的是，我们得罪了这位荣耀的神，这位公义的神。
But even more so that we offended the glorious God and God.
今天我们讲说，哎呀，这个世人都犯了罪，我们好像都没有什么特别大的感觉。
And today we can speak carelessly about someone has sinned and it doesn't really impact us much.
甚至很多的时候，我们都感觉无动于衷，谁不是这样呢
？And oftentimes we will feel that who isn't like this?
大家都是在这个罪中生、罪中长的，对不对？偶尔都犯个小错。
Everyone lives in sin and grew up in sin, and they sin at times. So what?
我们之所以这么想，是因为一方面我们不知道罪的可怕，另一方面我们对神缺乏认识。
We say in such a way is because on one side we don't truly understand sin, and on the other side we don't understand God.
那我今天会引用一段圣经里面的经文。
So today I want to use a verse from the Bible.
这是神自己做自我介绍时候的一段经文。
This is a verse that God introduced when He introduced Himself. He said.
那记在出埃及记三十四章第六节到第七节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6-7.
我想我们当中可能有一些朋友会抱怨说：“哎呀，你们又提圣经，我根本就不相信你们所讲的圣经。”
And perhaps your friends here will say, "You guys are talking about the Bible again. I don't really believe in the Bible."
但是当如果我们要从神的角度来看说罪的可恨和可怕的时候，我们没办法不讲圣经。
If we want to take a, have a serious consideration of the impact of sin, then we cannot
ignore the Bible.
If we want to know God, then for the Bible is His revelation, and therefore we cannot get away from the Bible. We cannot ignore the Bible. In the cafeteria of my company, there is a comic on the wall. There's a comic strip, is a whale and a man in the ocean.
后的拿一个手机,
and so in the hand the whale has is holding onto a phone. A smartphone.
这个人就问, what are you doing?
And so the man asked the whale, what are you doing?
你猜鲸鱼在说什么?
What do you think the whale said?
Posting my food to the Twitter.
He says posting my food to Twitter.
就像我们常常讲的说,
so it's like as if we have to post whatever we're eating to
the
Bible. And therefore, it is very, it's impossible for a Christian to talk about God without referring to the Bible.
那回到我刚才所讲的这句话, 出埃及记30, 34章, 6到7节, 我以为我说个笑话,
Exodus 34:6-7.
这是神所做的自我介绍。
This is God introducing himself.
这是当, 摩西请求神说,
this is what when Moses asked God to appear to him, and this is what, how what God responded.
那我们就看神所说的那一部分。Let's
just read what, how God responded.
神自己的宣告说, 耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神,不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
为千万人存留慈爱, 赦免罪孽, 过犯和罪恶, 万不以有罪的为无罪, 必追讨他的罪, 即, 自父, 及子, 直到三四代。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgive iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquities of fathers and the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation.
你感觉神那个自我介绍做得怎么样?
What do you think about the self-introduction?
喜不喜欢?
Do you like it?
特别是第六节和第七节的前半段,
especially the foremost part, the first part of 6 and 7.
有怜悯,有恩典,不轻易发怒,有丰盛的慈爱。
It says compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding loving kindness and truth.
好不好?
Is that good?
再看第七节,
well, let's look at 7.
说为千万人存留慈爱, 赦免罪孽, 过犯和罪恶。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgive iniquity, transgression, and sin.
就是我们犯的各种各样的罪,
in other words, all kinds of sin we've sinned, He has forgiven.
这样的神好不好?
Is this God not a good God?
我想我们每个人都需要,
I think many of us, even for surely myself, I need this kind of God.
我有这样一位神天天照着我,
I need this kind of God to look after me.
你犯什么错,
whatever you've done, whatever you've sinned, He will forgive.
你伤心的时候,他来安慰你,
if you're hurt, he will help you because He has compassion.
他也怜悯你,
He is also gracious and slow to anger. I think perhaps the youth among us want our parents to be like this. To be slow to anger.
这样的神,
this is the kind of God that all of us desire to have. This is the kind of God who we, just like it's a Santa Claus God.
他带给我们的就是礼物, 就是祝福, 就是喜乐, 就是欢乐。
He brings us presents, He brings us joy and blessings.
很可惜神的介绍没有只停在这里。
Unfortunately, God's description of Himself does not stop there.
那在第七节的后半段,神还讲了下面一段话。
In verse 7, the second half, He says this.
神说, 万不以有罪的为无罪,必追讨他的罪。
Yet, He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
换句话说,就是绝不会有一个人犯了罪,神不追讨。
In other words, there is no one who is a sinner that God will not leave unpunished.
神一定要追讨他的罪,
for surely He will punish them.
那我刚刚说了,我们世人都犯了罪,我们怎么办呢?
And as I said before, that we all have sinned. What do we do now?
我们每个人都在神追讨的范围里面。
We are all within His judgment.
我们每个人都是神追讨审判的对象。
We are all the target of His judgment.
所以圣经里面讲说,普世最终都要伏在神的审判之下。
That all of us will be fall upon His judgment.
你不要想说,哎呀,人死如灯灭,一了百了,没有那样的好事。
Don't believe that once we die, that's the end. That is not the end.
肉身会死，但是我们的灵魂会永存。
Even though our physical body may die, but our spirit, our soul will pass, live on.
因圣经里面说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
For the Bible says that all will die, but after that is the judgment.
因为这是由神公义的性情所发出来。
Because this is coming out of the righteousness of God.
圣经里面说，我们的神是烈火。
And the Bible says that our God is a burning fire.
这里面讲说，他断不会以无罪的为有，以有罪的为无罪。
And he will not consider those who are sin to be without sin.
而且圣经里面很多的地方描述到说幕后审判那种可怕的光景。
And many places also records the final judgment.
那里面讲说，当人面对神的审判的时候，人要向大山说：“倒在我身上，向小山说，遮盖我们。”
And when the judgment comes upon man, man will call out to the mountain, saying ask the mountains to fall upon them to cover them.
没有任何的出路。
To hide them away from God's judgment, for there is no escape from that judgment.
我不知道大家可能对911还都有一点点印象。
I don't know if any of you have any recollection of September 11th.
那我那个时候在纽约工作，可以算是一个亲身的经历者。
And at that time I was working in New York, and it was a special experience for me.
那天的时候，我在世贸中心大概有两个街区的距离，跟很多的人一起看发生的事情。
And I was about two blocks away and saw that with many people.
那我们亲眼看见有人从100多层的高楼上跳下来。
And I personally saw individuals jumping out from a 100th floor.
那每当有这样发生，就所有人都发出很可痛就叹息声。
And whenever that happened, everyone there was a big tremendous sigh.
那中间就有人想说，哎，那个世贸中心上面有停机坪。应该让这些应该往上跑，然后让政府来派直升机。
And some people say there's a helicopter pad on the roof. They should go up to the roof and send a plane over.
因为在当时没有人知道那世贸中心两栋楼会塌。
At that time, no one knew that the two buildings will collapse.
那我们当时都抱着这种希望说，哎呀，快有人来救这些。
At that time, we all hoped that there would be someone who would come and rescue them.
因为这些人真的实在落在一个非常恐怖的光景里。
Because they truly befallen into such a terrifying situation.
因为可以想象一下，但凡有一点点盼望，他没有人会从一百多层的高楼上跳下来。
In other words, if someone had just even a little bit of hope, they would not be jumping off from.
但是将来，当我们要在神的愤怒、神的审判当中的时候，我们的光景会比那个光景更可怕。
When the day comes that we are befallen, when His judgment comes upon us, our circumstance will be even worse and more terrifying than that.
我们要怎么面对？
How will we face that kind of a judgment?
这是为什么我说我们每个人都需要福音。
This is why I said that every single one of us needs the gospel.
如果当初真的可以做到说在这个楼顶有直升机把这些人救出来的话，我相信每个人当时每个听到的人都会去跑到楼顶。
And if there was truly a chance of being rescued from the roof, then everyone would for surely run to the roof.
因为他们都知道自己需要拯救。
Because everyone knew that they need to be saved.
今天当我们知道我们有一天要落在这种可怕的光景里面的时候，我实在盼望说我们每个人里面都有一个需要，我们都有一个渴望说我要得拯救。
And today when we're faced with such a circumstance, I hope that every one of us will realize that we need help and we need to be rescued.
所以这是我要讲的第一点，为什么我们需要福音。
And this is the first point of why we need the gospel.
因为我昨天晚上把我自己准备的重新把前面所有的部分都拿掉。
And last night, I took out all of my preparation and reset and redid everything.
我只留了两点。
I only left two points.
第一点就是说，我们为什么需要福音。
The first point is why do we need the gospel?
第二点是神如何做成的这个福音。
And the second point is how did God accomplish this gospel?
那我现在要讲到我要说的第二点，神如何把这个福音做成。
And I want to get to the second point, how God accomplished this.
我不知道大家刚才听我这两段经文读完以后，你有没有一个很大的问题？
I don't know, after we read this passage, I don't know if you have any questions.
我想如果你认真思想的话，一定会发现一个问题。
If you seriously consider this, you will find that there's a problem here.
因为这里面有一个很大的自相矛盾的地方。
There's a big contradiction here.
说你不是说神有恩典有怜悯吗？
But did you not say that God is compassionate and gracious?
你不说神要赦免各种各样的罪恶吗？
Did he not say that he was abounding in loving, he will forgive sins?
那现在你又说他追讨我的罪，到底哪个我应该听你哪个呢？
But now he says that he will not leave those who are sinful unpunished. Which one is it?
到底神是要赦免我呢，还是要追讨我们？
Is he going to forgive me or is he going to punish me?
大家有没有想到这个问题？
Have you thought about this?
其实这里面有一个非常大非常大的问题，就是说像我们这样的罪人， 神的公义和怜悯怎么可以并存在我们身上？
For sinners such as I, how will His loving kindness come upon us?
我们都知道罪是我们犯的，对不对？
We know that sin is something we do.
所以罪的代价是应该我们去付的。
And therefore, the wages of sin is something that we shall pay.
那我们要付的代价就是我们要沉沦，永远落在地狱的审判的里面。
And the wage of that is that we shall forever be in hell.
那如果神说怜悯我们又恩待我们的话，他说 OK, 我赦免你了。
And so if he's full of loving kindness, he will say that you're forgiven.
那你说这样的神才是公义的神吗？
But if you say that, if that's God, then is he still a righteous God?
那大家有没有看到，这里面有个圣经里面最大的难题。
Did you see here that there's a big, the most difficult question here in the Bible?
我们是犯了罪。
That we are sinners.
神是公义的。
That God is righteous.
他不能赦免我们。
He cannot forgive us.
今天如果我们犯罪了，他不能赦免你，也不能赦免我。
If today you sin, that he cannot forgive you, nor can he forgive me.
因为他是公义的神。
Because he is a righteous God.
我们可以设想一个环境。
We can imagine this circumstance.
如果我们周围有这样的一位法官。
If there's a judge.
他可以很简单的忽略人的罪。
He can easily just write off people's sin.
因为他很有爱。
Because
he's 怜悯。
Because he's full of love and therefore,
一个犯人来到他面前，他发现，哎呀，这个犯人太可怜了。
So a criminal comes over and he found that he feels that the criminal is so, he feels bad for the criminal.
因为他还有年老体弱的父母需要照顾。
Because the criminal has, elderly parents he needs to take care of.
所以他的罪就算了。
And so he would say that, you know what, I write off your sin.
如果这样的法官在我们周围，我们会怎么看他？
If we have such a judge, how will we view that person?
我们会说这是个好法官吗？
Well, we say that he is a good judge.
我想我们每个人都会说这个法官是失职的。
We will say this judge is incompetent.
而且枉法。
And he's going against the law.
因为他没有公平也没有公义。
Because he has no fairness and there's no justice.
所以最大的难题是，如果神是公义的神，他就没有办法很简单的转身忽略我们的罪。
And if God is a righteous God, he cannot just ignore our sins.
那神要怎么办？
Then what will God do?
所以神有一个很大的难题，就是他如何称自己为义，也称罪人为义。
So the biggest problem is how does he consider calls himself righteous but also considers us righteous?
他不能违背他的本性来赦免我们。
He cannot he cannot ignore his own character and to forgive us.
所以我们现在来看看神是如何解决这个难题。
And here let us take a look at how God solves this problem.
那不好意思，我要再看一段经文哈，在罗马书三章二十三节到二十六节。
Let's go to another place. Romans chapter 3:23-26.
那我想请大家跟我一起来念这几节经文。
I want to ask everyone to read these three verses together.
我们大家一起来念哈。
23-26 together.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。这段经文就解决了神刚刚说面临的很大的难题。
This solved the problem we just mentioned before.
就是神如何称他自己为义，也称罪人为义。
It's how he can consider him a righteous God, but also call the sinners righteous.
这里面的二三节我们刚刚已经讲过。
The verse 23 we already spoken of.
讲到说我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那二十四节里面讲说，罪人可以靠着神的恩典和基督耶稣的救赎，就能白白的称义。
And 24 says that we're justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is Christ Jesus.
这里白白就是和另外一处相近的意思，叫无缘无故。
And this is given freely without any condition.
那讲到说人从来没有给神一个理由的情况下，神就无缘无故的说我们与他和好。
And without man having to give God a reason, God reconciled us unto him.
这就是我们刚刚所讲的，神无缘无故的称罪人为义。
This is what we said before, that he called us righteous.
这里面讲说罪人称为义是因着蒙神的恩典。
And here it says that, that we're, um, that we're being justified as a gift by His grace.
那我们常常给恩典一个很简单的解释。
We often give grace a very simple explanation.
恩典就是我们不配得的，我们得到了，对我们来讲就是恩典。
Grace is something that we're undeservingly received. That's grace.
所以这里面可以看再次看到神的恩典。我们什么也没做，神无缘无故的称我们为义。
And we haven't done anything that deserves it, but yet.
那神怎么可以这样子呢
？And how can God possibly give this to us?
这不违反神公义的性情吗
？Well, this also not.
那后面告诉我们，神之所以这么做，是因着基督耶稣的救赎。
And later on says that He does this because of the salvation, the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
对我们来讲，这个恩典是白白的。
To us, this grace is a gift.
但是这个恩典的代价却是由神来替我们买单。
But the price is paid by God Himself.
是神来为我们付了这个罪的代价。
It is that God has paid for the price of sin.
这个罪的代价就是这里面所讲的基督耶稣的救赎。
And the way the sin, the price that was paid was the salvation, the redemption of Christ here.
二十五节里面讲说神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
And in 25 he says that he became a propitiation, as a propitiation in his blood.
那今天我们对挽回祭可能没有什么概念。
Today perhaps we don't really understand.
其实挽回祭所讲到的就是求神向罪人施怜悯的一个祭物。
We don't understand the meaning of a sin offering, but a sin offering is an offering for sin.
所以解释圣经的人单单就的神设立耶稣做挽回祭这一话，说这个情景就像今天的广告牌一样，神把耶稣像祭物一样公开的显示给众人看。
And so here it says he's a propitiation, and God displayed publicly as a propitiation, like as if it's a commercial.
就像我们刚刚在博饼聚会里面很多弟兄姊妹所祷告的一样。
Just like when brother and sister were praying earlier.
神在哥哥他山上被神的儿子耶稣基督在哥哥他山上被挂在十字架上。
And that his son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was hung on the cross on Golgotha.
就是这里面所讲的。这句话的意思，神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
And that is what is explained here that God displayed publicly, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation.
而且这件事情是公开的，坐在众人的面前。
And this is something that's open and is done for all to see.
神为什么要这么做呢
？Why does God do that?
后面告诉我们，原因说神要显明，为要显明神的义。
And it is to demonstrate His righteousness.
当神的儿子耶稣像这个赎罪的祭牲被挂在十字架上的时候，神的公义就公义的要求就得到满足。
And when the Son of God was hung as a propitiation, as a sin offering upon the cross, then the price needed for God's righteousness was paid.
同时也平息了神的愤怒。
And also satisfied God's anger.
有没有想过神为什么要证明他的公义？
Have you ever thought about why does God need to demonstrate His righteousness?
为什么要显明公义给世人看？
Why does He need to demonstrate that He is a righteous God to all?
你说圣经里面有很多奇怪的地方，讲到说有神的时候，神从来没有试图用任何的办法来证明他自己的存在。
When we talk about many places, God never really demonstrated His existence.
神是说神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
He says that His existence and His godliness is for all to see. It's self-evident.
而且对人来讲说你是没有任何的理由是无可推诿。
And it's something that we cannot reject, we cannot deny.
那在这里面神好像特别要做一件事情就是要把他的公义显明给世人来看。
But here God says he wants to demonstrate his righteousness for all to see.
为什么神要这么做呢
?Why does he need to do it in such a way?
因为后面讲到说在耶稣基督被钉十字架之前很多人都犯了罪。这里面讲说神用神用他忍耐的心宽容人先知所犯的罪。
So, because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架之前，很多人也是犯了罪。
Before Jesus was crucified, many have sinned.
那神没有神一直都宽容忍耐他们。
And God, in His forbearance, He has He allowed them.
没有定他们的罪。
He did not condemn them.
我们知道像圣经里面很多的人物像亚当、挪亚、大卫、以色列的百姓他们都犯了很多的罪。
And just like those who are in the Bible, Adam, David, and the Israelites, they've all sinned.
其实神若追他罪孽没有人能够在他面前站立得住。
If God was to condemn them, none of them could stand before God.
神要如果用公义来对待这个世界对待我们的话这个地上除了神的愤怒什么也没有。
If God were to treat us and deal with us in His own righteousness, aside from His own judgment and wrath, there would be nothing left upon this earth.
但是今天我们在地上都活得好好的。
But today, we live a peaceful and quiet life on earth.
所以 这就意味着说神要多多少少给大家一个解释，对不对？
And then, but so this show, this, more or less, we need an explanation for this.
神要不给大家一点解释的话，他的公义就要被人所质疑。
If he doesn't explain to us his righteousness, then people, will point out his, lack of righteousness.
至少撒旦会第一个不服。
Or, first of all, I think Satan would be the most, upset by this.
撒旦是堕落的天使。
We know that Satan is the fallen angel.
那我们可以设想一个比较戏剧化的场景。
Perhaps we can imagine a more dramatic, circumstance.
我们想一下，就现在。
Let's think about just now.
那撒旦就站在神的宝座面前。
That Satan is standing before the throne of God.
他做他素常所做的事。
He does whatever he's doing normally.
我们想，大概大家都知道，他素常所做的是在神面前控告神的儿女。
I think we probably know what he does the most is to accuse the children of God before God.
那当神向这个我们刚刚所提到的这些人呢，亚当、夏娃、挪亚、亚伯拉罕这些人失怜悯没有审判他们的时候，撒旦就来到神的面前。
So we can think about all the people mentioned: Adam, Noah, Abraham, David, all these people that went before God's redemption came upon them. Satan would be accusing them.
你猜撒旦会说啥？
What do you think Satan would be saying?
是我们今天常常说的一句话。
Probably something we say all the time today.
不公平。
It's unfair.
对不对？
It's not fair.
他说：“审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？”
How can the God who judges all earth not be righteous?
当我们当初堕落的时候，你的审判马上就临到我们。
That when Satan would say that when we were fallen, that your judgment came upon us right away.
没有丝毫的怜悯。
There was no grace.
那今天这些世人犯了罪。
But now the men of the world have sinned.
你为什么没有审判他们？
Why have you not judged them?
你为什么怜悯他们？
Why are you so gracious to them?
你想一想说，如果神面对撒旦的指责的时候，神要怎么回答？
Now if God was faced with such an accusation, such a comment, how should God respond?
神会对撒旦说，你要知道我是怎么拯救挪亚的吗？
God will say, do you want to know how I saved Noah?
你想知道我是怎么称亚伯拉罕是我的朋友吗？
Do you know how I called Abraham as my friend?
你知道为什么我要称大卫是我的儿子吗？
And do you know how I called David as my own son?
你现在就去。
And now you can go.
你到耶路撒冷，你到哥哥他。
You can go to Jerusalem, go to Golgotha.
你去看十架，你去看钉在十架上我的儿子。
You can go to the cross and look upon my son who is hung upon the cross.
我的儿子为这所有的这些人付了罪的代价。
My son has paid the price for all of these people.
当撒旦看见这件事情的时候，撒旦会怎么讲？
And when Satan has saw this, what shall he say?
撒旦会哑口无言。
There's nothing for Satan to say.
因为所有这些人罪的代价已经耶稣基督神的儿子已经为他付了。
Because the wages of sin has been paid by Jesus, paid for all of these people.
有没有想到这是一个很难以接受的事实？
Do you feel that this is something that's very difficult to accept?
就是在十架上，神将他的愤怒都倾倒在自己儿子的身上。
That upon the cross, that God poured out all of His anger and judgment upon His own Son.
不是你我这样罪人的身上。
And it was not poured upon you and I.
应该是挪亚，是亚伯拉罕，是大卫配得神的愤怒。
For Noah and Abraham and David deserve God's anger.
不是耶稣。
It's not Jesus.
是你和我应该得到这些。罪的代价，罪的刑罚。
And for you and I deserve the punishment for sin.
而不是无罪的神的儿子。
And it is not the God, Son of God who is without sin.
这是神为什么要公开设立挽回祭。
This is why God publicly had declared the sin offering.
目的是要在今明今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
It is so that he can publicly announce that, show his righteousness and also call those who trusted him to be righteous.
神就是借着耶稣基督死在十字架上解决了这个看似无解的难题。
And it is by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross that God solved this, very difficult, this impossible question.
他今天可以称自己为义，也可以称罪人为义。
And therefore today he can call himself righteous and also the sinner as well as the sinner righteous as well.
今天你和我是罪人，不要紧。
Today, you and I are sinners. It doesn't matter. No problem.
只要我们信耶稣，这里面讲说信耶稣，我们就称他为义。
And today, we only need to look towards Jesus and trust in Him, and therefore we'll be called righteous.
这就是今天我们要跟朋友们所说的福音。
And this is the gospel I want to share with friends today.
这是今天我们聚会的目的，就是要把这个好消息告诉你。
And this is the purpose of this meeting today, so that I can share with you this good news.
但是今天我们是罪人，不错。
Yes, it is true that today we are all sinners.
但是今天神给我们有拯救，他为我们预备了救恩。
But today he has given to us salvation, he has prepared this redemption for us.
可以把我们从神的愤怒、神的审判当中救拔出来。
So that he can save us from the wrath and judgment of God.
据说曾经有一个记者去采访有不同宗教信仰的人。
There was a journalist who went to interview people of different religions.
他先来问一个非常正统的犹太人。
He first went to an Orthodox Jew and asked him.
他说如果问着犹太人说如果你现在死了的话先生请问你去哪
He says, Mr, if you were to die today, where would you go today?
我想这记者也挺敢问的。
I think this is he really knows how to ask his questions.
这个犹太人就犹豫了一下。
And the Jew, Orthodox Jew,
他想一想
paused for a minute.
他说我想我应该是去天堂。
He says, I think I should be going to heaven.
记者问说为什么
And the journalist asked why.
他说因为我非常喜爱神的律法。
Because he says, I love God's law.
我是个神的仆人。
I am a servant of God.
我是个义人。
I am a righteous person.
这个记者又去问一个穆斯林。
And then the reporter also, journalist also went to ask a Muslim.
他问说先生你现在死了的话如果你知道你会去哪吗
He asked him, Mr, if you were to die today, where would you go?
那这个穆斯林想了一下犹豫了一下也回答说我也会去天堂。
He also thought and paused for a second and said, I too shall go to heaven.
那记者同样问他说为什么
And the reporter says, why?
这个穆斯林讲说因为我喜爱可兰经。
And the Muslim said, because I love the Quran.
我常常做祈祷我也有去圣地去朝圣。
And I do my prayers and I go on my pilgrimage.
而且我还要帮助穷人。
And also help the poor.
我是个义人。
And therefore I am a righteous man.
那这个又这个记者就来到一个基督徒的面前。
And this reporter came upon a Christian.
那他问同样的问题。
And he too asked the same question.
问这个基督徒说，如果你死了，你会去哪？
And he asked the Christian, if you were to die, where would you go?
那这个基督徒连想都没想，就回答说，我会去天堂。
The Christian, without thinking, he said, I would go to heaven.
那这个举动让记者有点诧异。
And because of his how quick his response was, the journalist was surprised.
就问这个记者，你怎么会这么有把握？
He says, "How can you be so sure?"
那其他人还会要想一想，你连想都不想。
And everyone else needs to think, pause for a second, but you didn't even to think.
这个基督徒就回答说：“不错，我是个罪人。”
And the Christian says, "It is true that I am a sinner."
我也违背了神很多的律法要求。
And I too have fallen short of the law of God.
我所应得的其实应该是神的愤怒的审判。
What I deserve is God's judgment and wrath.
那这个记者听下去。
And the reporter kept on listening.
记者就打断这个基督徒的回答，说：“你等一等，先生。”
And the reporter interrupted and says, "Just hold on a second."
你让我非常非常的confused 不明白。
You caused me to really be confused.
前面两个人我非常的清楚。
Before the two other people are very clear. They are able to go to heaven because of their own personal good works and their good deeds. They are able to go to heaven because they are good.
那你现在竟然说你完全不配，你还可以这么肯定的说去天堂，为什么？
But now you're saying that you have done so badly, but how can you be so sure to go to heaven?
那这个基督徒就跟这个记者大声的讲说，我之所以去天堂，不是因为我。
And the Christian says loudly that I say I can go to heaven not because of me.
我去天堂不是靠着我自己做的义行。
I can go to heaven not because of all the things I've done.
我们今天能够上天堂是因为神的儿子耶稣基督。
Today we can go to heaven because of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
我们能上天堂是因为耶稣基督的十字架。
We can go to heaven because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不需要任何其他的理由。
We don't need any other reason.
因为耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
For he has died for our sins.
这就够了。
And that is enough.
那我现在来讲最后一点。
And so now let me speak about the last point.
为什么神一定要称罪人为义人？
Why does he want to call the sinner righteous?
为什么神要把自己逼到一个这样的角落里？
Why does he corner himself?
我们说神是公义的，没有问题。
We can say that God is righteous. There's no question there.
神称他自己为义也没有问题。
There's no problem. He can call himself righteous.
为什么神一定要称我们罪人为义？
But why must he call us righteous?
为什么他一定要救我们？
Why must we be saved?
我想一个很大的原因是圣经里面讲反复的讲说神是爱。
Because I think in the Bible it often talks about that God is love.
神爱我们到一个地步。为我们把他的独生爱子舍。
He loved us to such extent that he gave his own only begotten son.
让我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we shall not perish but have eternal life.
那我想，其实神救我们还有另外一个原因。
But I think he saved us for another reason.
神要把我们恢复到他起初造我们的目的和心意里面。
He wants to restore us to the original, to his original will when he created us.
在罗马书八章二十八节，八章三十节里面讲到。
In Romans 8, verse 30, it says this.
他说, 招来的人又称他们为义, 说称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
He says, and these whom he predestined, he also called, and those he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
我们刚刚播饼聚会里面有很多的诗歌讲到荣耀。
And in the hymn we sang, there were many that talked about glory. And it speaks of our God being a glorious God. But can we possibly imagine that one day He wants to bring us too into His glory? He saved us not only so that we may be justified, but also that our sins may be forgiven. But ultimately, the final desire is to bring us into His glory. To be justified, that is tremendous for us as a sinner. But this is not His ultimate end. His end is that He desires for all those who He justified to receive glory. So that in order for us to be deserving of this glory, He caused all kinds of things, circumstances, obstacles, all kinds of things on this earth to change us.
在我们的生活里面,
in our lives, in our environment, He's with us. So that He can, the purpose is to change us. So that we can be, imitate His Son. We can imitate His Son to be like His Son so that we too can one day receive glory. And there's a book that's called The Glorious Helper.
这本书讲的说,
and it speaks of every wife is a glorious helper to her husband. So now I will ask my glorious helper to be here and share with us.
让他来分享一下我们在生活当中的一些经历,
to share with us some experiences in our lives.
盼望我们能够在经历当中也能够见证这位神。
And I hope that in our lives we too can glorify this God. Thank the Lord.
刚才弟兄说我是他荣耀的帮助者。
That my husband mentioned that I am his glorious helper.
感谢主，跟每一位妻子都有这么一个尊贵的称呼。
And I want to share with you this dignified title that we all have.
虽然我真的感觉我现在很不配。
Although I feel that I am undeserving.
但是 在主的荣耀里，我相信有一天他会把我带到那个荣耀的地步。
But I truly believe that one day God will bring me into that glory.
我很喜欢 到外面常常到外面去走，看风景，看神创造的 树啊、花啊、草啊。
We often like to go out and travel and to go visit different places and see all the God's creation, all the beauty of nature.
我就注意到一件事情，就是 树上一片很普通的树叶, 没有阳光的时候, 你看它就是暗淡的, 就是没有色彩的。
So I noticed something that in when you look at a tree, the leaves on a tree, that without the sunlight, it's darkened.
但是如果阳光照在它的上面的时候, 它就会发出那个荣美, 那个美丽是你让你惊叹的。
And when the sunlight shines upon it, you see that there's quite a bit of beauty to the leaf.
所以其实我就想，我这个人是一个真的是一个罪人，一个彻彻底底的罪人。
And I think about that me being a sinner.
一个今天是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But today a sinner that's saved by grace.
但当神的荣耀充满在我里面的时候，
When the God's glory when He fills me.
他的荣光照在我的上面,
when His glorious light is cast upon me,
我的生命就能发出美丽,
and then my life will become beautiful because of that.
我相信这也不只是我一个人的经历,
I don't think this is the experience of me, just me, individually.
这也是我们在座每一个,
but this is also something that all of us sitting here shall experience.
今天就愿神的荣光充满在这个聚会当中,
and today may God's glory fill this gathering.
除去一切的黑暗,
take away all the darkness.
让每一颗心都被他照亮,
and may all hearts be in His glory, be in His light.
也能一起把荣耀都归给他,
and may we all give glory to Him.
其实我今天站在这里做见证, 经历了很多的艰难。
So today I want to share with you all the, you know, all the challenges I face in my life.
我从知道我可能要做见证，一直到今天。
From the moment I realized I need to give a testimony until today.
两个多月的时间。
It's about 2.5 months.
我一直在神面前寻求。
And I sought after before God.
可能是因为我的不顺服。
Perhaps it's because of my own disobedience.
我一直很挣扎。
And I had a lot of struggle.
挣扎到一个程度
struggle to such a point.
我几乎觉得其实我一直在给自己留一个退路
and I kept giving myself a way out.
就是也许这个见证不用做
and maybe I don't really need to give a testimony.
但是就是在两周前那个福音单张打出来的时候
and so 2 weeks ago when they print out the bulletin,
弟兄加上了夫妇两个字
And when they added, so the, you know, husband and wife on there, on the bulletin.
我就没有退路了。
And that, it was at that point I realized I have to know where.
所以我在最后的时刻
So the last moment.
我经历到了神给我的释放。
I experienced God's, God's liberation for me.
直到上一周的主日我还是非常的沉闷，非常的无助，而且非常的质疑我自己的决定。
And like even till last week, I was really felt very helpless and very felt that there was nothing I can do.
其实说实话，对一个信主20年的基督徒来说，做见证并不难。
So to a Christian, a believer who's been a believer for 20 or so years, giving a testimony should not be difficult.
真的在我们的生命生活当中经历了很多神的工作。
And in our lives we truly experience so much of God's work.
但是今天这个见证之所以难是因为神要我讲述我生活中的失败软弱。
And what's so difficult about this testimony is because God, and we're giving a testimony for God is that we need to talk about our own failures.
可能是我最不想敞开给大家看的。
Perhaps it's something that none of us will be willing to openly show others.
但是神给我的那个意念却是基督在十字架上为我受死那一幅画。
But the image and the thought that God gives us is that Christ suffered and died for us on the cross.
耶稣是赤裸裸的被挂在十字架上。
And so he was hung up on the cross without just there.
没有任何的遮盖。
There was nothing that was to cover him.
他被人讥笑。
He was mocked.
被人嘲骂。
He was scolded. He was cursed and he was shamed.
我知道实际上挂在十字架上的应该是我。
I know that I should be the one hung up on the cross.
被羞辱的、被嘲骂的应该是我。
And those, it is I who should be mocked and shamed.
那个受刑罚的本该是我。
And it is I who deserve the punishment.
可是我的主却为我担当了那一切。
But our Lord, suffered it for me.
就是他的爱激励我。
And it is his love that encourages me.
同时神也在我的生经历当中给了我一个确据。
And he also assured me in my own experience.
就是在过去这个星期一。
And this past week.
我已经实际上我是跟我里面的控告妥协了。
So this past Monday, it's as if I'm disconnected from my accusation.
因为我在这个准备的过程里面有非常多的控告。
Because while I was preparing, there was so much accusation against me.
就是直接指导说你凭什么去做见证。
There was a lot of self-examination that it also often is like, why am I the one giving a testimony?
你看看你自己的生活。
And so it's that, just look at your life.
你看看自己的儿女。
Look at your children.
你看看你的家。
Just look at your family.
你有那么多的失败软弱。
You have so much failures and weakness.
你还有什么能力和资格去为主做见证？
How can you possibly be giving a testimony?
我真的是痛苦到一个地步。
I was hurt to such an extent.
我没有办法胜过这一切。
That I just cannot, I don't feel I can win.
因为他说的都是真的。
Because all of these things are true.
是实实在在我所面对的现实。
These are all the reality that I face.
所以那一天我就真的妥协了，因为 我知道我必须做见证。
So that day I truly just gave up.
可是怎么做见证我可以选。
And I gave up and I said, I need to give a testimony.
好，那我就做见证，讲讲我得救的经历。
So I thought that I'll give a testimony about my experience of salvation.
我就开始写了我的见证。
So I started writing down my testimony.
我写完了，我觉得弟兄给我的时间也不会很多。
I felt that my husband didn't give me a lot of time.
我心里面充充足足的觉得没有问题的。
And I really felt that was no problem.
可是就在那天晚上。
But it was that night.
半夜的时候。
In midnight.
发生了一件事情。
And something happened.
我的儿子在Rutgers 上大学。
So my son is going to Rutgers.
他那一天本来他每天是回家住的。
And every day he would come home, he stays at home.
他那天本来他是十点多钟我会去 Penn Station 接他。
So every day, normally I was supposed to go to Penn Station to pick him up.
但是那天他给我发了短信说他要住在同学家不回来了。
So that night he sent me a text saying that he's staying over at friends, he's not coming home.
我当时虽然也觉得有一些的不妥或者我有一些质疑但是我也是尊重他的选择。
I felt a little uncomfortable, but I respected his decision.
但是就是在那一天半夜的时候他同学打来电话。
And so, in the middle of the night, his friends called.
说他不知道 David 在哪里。
And said that he didn't know where David was.
而且他，我就问他说，我说那你最后一次见到他是在什么时候？
So I asked him, when was the last time you saw him?
他说是在傍晚，在晚上七八点钟的时候。
It was around 7 or 8 in the evening.
他说他跟警察在一起。
And he was with the police.
所以这件事情后来我们就找到了警察。
So we found the police.
警察也无可奉告，因为我儿子已经超过了18岁。
And there's nothing you can do because he's already over 18.
没有本人的授权，他们不会给我任何关于他的消息。
And they couldn't give me any information about him.
但是那个警察后来给了我一个机构的电话，他说你的儿子现在可能在那里。
But later on they gave me a telephone number to call, perhaps he's saying that perhaps he's there.
长话短说，后来我们找到了他。
Eventually we found him.
我们在半夜两点多把他接回了家。
And we finally were able to pick him up 2 o'clock in the morning.
这件事情对我和宋辉当时来讲是一个非常大的压力。
And this gave us tremendous pressure.
我们两个在主面前祷告。
We prayed before God.
神给我的感动就是赞美他。
And the only thing he gave me was to praise him.
我当时并不理解。
I didn't really understand.
但是到了第二天
But the second day,
我在送我的儿子去学校做治疗的时候
when I was sending my, taking my son to school to receive treatment,
神的灵就强烈地感动了我
And God's Holy Spirit kept on pressing upon me.
一下子我的那个惧怕我所有原来对我的失败软弱的惧怕神都被我除掉了
And all of a sudden, all the fears and all the things that were troubling me, they just
他把我带到了一个战场上
He brought me into a battlefield.
我觉得我是就是在迎战
I felt that I was in a fighting a battle.
迎战所有魔鬼对我的控告
And fighting all the accusations of Satan against me.
就像当初大卫打哥利亚那一场战役
Just like when David was fighting Goliath.
哥利亚那么强大
And Goliath was so big.
他谩骂神的百姓
And he was mocking
the people. 他质疑他们的存在
and he mocked their existence.
但是当大卫面对哥利亚的强势
but when David was faced with Goliath,
他有一个宣告
he proclaimed,
他说我今天来迎战你
he proclaimed that today I'm coming to face you.
是靠着永生神的名
it is by the name of the eternal God.
在那个名里
and it is in that name.
我们就与神一同得胜。
And it is in that name that we are all victorious.
所以星期二的早晨，神给我的那个感动。
So Tuesday the touch by the touching of the Holy Spirit.
我就完全的被神释放出来。
I felt truly freed.
我就说主啊，是的，我是软弱的，我是失败的，我是犯罪的。
And I said, Lord, truly, I am weak. I am a failure. I am a failure.
但是我今天是一个蒙恩的人。
But today I am one who is under grace.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上的
And it is our Lord's grace upon the cross that has saved me.
因着他流的血,
and it's because by the blood he shed.
神今天接纳了我,
that he is able, he receives me.
他称我为义,
today, that he calls me, he justifies me.
所以在那个释放的里面, 我就笃信无疑地相信,
and so in that moment I believed.
神借着他的灵释放了我,
that he's freed me by his Holy Spirit.
他也今天要在这里借着他的灵释放每一个听见他话的人。
And he too will free all those who hear his word today.
所以我在这里做见证我就没有任何的胆怯。
So it is without fear that I give a testimony here.
甚至我心里面是非常的兴奋。
Even though I'm really excited to be here.
好像我今天就是要和神一起打那一场仗。
As if I'm going to a battle with God.
经历他完全的得胜,
to experience his total victory,
而且得胜有余,
and to be overflowing victory.
所以到, 昨天早晨的时候, 神就清清楚楚地给了我要做见证的内容。
So yesterday morning he gave me the topic for this for the testimony.
就是讲讲我儿子的事情。
And just to share about my son.
其实在座的很多的新来的弟兄姐妹和朋友不知道我有一个儿子。
So perhaps many of you don't know I have a son.
因为他已经很多年没有来这里聚会。
He hasn't been here in this gathering for many, many years.
他出生在中国。
So he was born in China.
2岁的时候我带着他来到美国。
And so we brought him here when he was 2.
陪爸爸读书,
he came here to study, to be with his father as he studied.
我现在回想起来, 我觉得神借着我的儿子给了我很多的祝福。
Looking back, it seems that God has truly blessed me tremendously through my son.
他也借着我的儿子给了我很多的功课,
He's also given me a lot of lessons and things to learn through my son.
若不是他, 那个时候跟我一起来到美国, 我相信我不可能那么快就认识主。
And if it wasn't for him, that perhaps I wouldn't have come to know the Lord so quickly.
我之所以来到教会,
I came to church purely because of him.
因为他很孤单,
because he's very lonely.
家里就一个孩子,
and it was just him by himself.
所以我就把他带到教会里来,
so I brought him to church so that perhaps he can have some friends.
没想到神却在这个过程里,
But unbeknownst to me, that God was able to draw me to Him.
而且他不但得着了我,
Not only He was able to bring me to Him, but also my entire family.
2000年的时候, 我和宋辉一起就在这里做见证。
And in 2000, my husband and I, we gave a testimony here.
我们一起受洗, 归入主的名下。
And we were baptized and came in upon into His house, His name.
在得救以后, 我的印象当中我最 最挣扎, 最困难的一次, 第一次的经历 就是我的儿子。
So after I've been saved, the most difficult time experience that I had was with my son, regarding my son.
因为我儿子在5岁的时候被诊断是亚斯伯格症。
So my son, when he was 5, he was diagnosed with Asperger syndrome.
是自闭症的一种。
It is it's a variant of autism. Yeah.
说实话，当时我和宋辉都非常不能接受这个事实。
So it was something that we cannot possibly accept at the time.
谁不望子成龙呢？
Who doesn't hope that the children will grow up and do something great, or just be healthy even?
可是当我们面对这个事情的时候, 感谢赞美主,
But when we're faced with this, truly thank God.
我们在他的面前学习交托,
that we learn to give it to Him.
借着祷告, 神坚固我们的心,
and through prayers, He strengthened our heart.
而且他也负 David一生的责任,
and He will be responsible for David for his entire life.
他把那个重担接过去了,
He took the heaviest burden away from us.
从那个时候起, 他的上学, 每一年的, 和学校之间的, 处理, 所有的安排都是神为他预备。
So from that day forth, all of his preparations, all school related things, God has truly prepared for him.
所以从小学到初中, 后来 直到上了高中，他的那个特殊教育的special aid 才停掉。
So from grade school all the way till high school, it was only until high school that his special education stopped.
就是在上高中的时候，他又遇到了人生的挑战。
And it was in high school that he was faced with another challenge in life.
尽管那个时候他只有十四五岁的年纪。
Even though he was only 14 or 15.
可是他却一眼望到了人生的尽头。
But he already saw the end of life.
我那个时候真的是非常的忽略他里面的需要。
And I sort of, I didn't pay attention to his needs.
好像可能是受我自己成长背景的限制。
Perhaps it was because of the limit in my own personal background growing up.
我就觉得只要好好学习才是出路。
Because I thought that the only thing you need is to study well, and that is your way out.
并且说实话，我的儿子也的确是很聪明的一个孩子。
But my son, truthfully, is an intelligent person.
所以我就迫使他，哎呀，好好学习，一定要拿 A 呀。
So I really encourage him to study well and to get good grades.
我还记得我们两个有一个对话。
So I still remember clearly a conversation we had.
他问我，妈妈，我为什么要拿 A?
He says, Mom, why do I need to get an A?
我说，儿子啊，拿 A 你才能上好大学。
So I say, if you get an A, then you can go to a good college.
他说，妈妈，然后呢？
He says, after that, what happens?
我说，然后你就能找一个好工作啊。
He says, then you can have a good, go to a good, get a good job.
那然后呢？
He says, and then?
然后你就能有个好的养老生活啊，以后你就能有一个好的归宿啊。
And then you can have a good life, and then you can have a good environment.
可是他说，然后呢？
And he says, and then?
他就说，我不是还得死吗？
And he says, in the end, will I not die?
他说，我就是拿 B, 我没有好工作，我没有好大学，没有好工作，我的生活不好，我不是也得死吗？
And he says, if I were to get a B, I didn't go to a good school, I don't have a good job, I don't have a good life, but in the end, I will also die.
我当时真的被他问得哑口无言。
And it was at that time, I really didn't know how to respond to his questions.
如果真的人生的尽头只有死，
if the end of all of us is death,
我们今天到底为什么活着？
Then what is the meaning?
我们为什么拼命的挣啊、赚啊、要啊？
Then why do we spend so much effort and time earning, grabbing, making?
我们为什么努力？
Why do we struggle so hard?
就是这个挣扎，他觉得他的人生毫无价值，毫无意义。
It is a struggle that he felt that his life has no meaning and has no value.
就把他带到了一个绝望的境地。
And it brought him to a state of despair.
真的是他觉得他为什么要活着呢？
He really got to a point where he was questioning why he was still living.
经过了四年高中的挣扎。
After 4 years of high school struggles,
我终于把他送进了大学。
I was finally able to send him off to college.
对我来说有一点解脱。
To me, it was a bit of delivering something.
所以他到大学里面以后，我的确觉得有一丝的轻松。
It was a bit liberating for me because I finally felt that I was released from something.
但是就是在他大二的时候。
But it was when he was in sophomore year.
他终于承受不住所有的压力。
He was finally unable to withstand all the pressure.
他选择了去轻生。
He wanted to commit suicide.
那个经历我印象非常的深刻。
He tried suicide, and that memory was very clear.
因为就是在那一周，我们每一周我们都有一个几个姐妹聚在一起的祷告。
So that week was a week where me and many other sisters in Christ we got together and prayed.
那一周的祷告的时候，我里面就莫名的有一种感动，我就哭着向神呼求。
And it was for just something I didn't understand, and I prayed to God in tears.
我就不知道为什么我的祷告就是为着我的儿子。
I don't know why, for some reason, my prayers was just for my son.
我当时并不知道在他身上发生的事情。
I don't know what happened to him at that time, and you know.
但是神就感动我，为他呼求，为他祷告。
But God caused me to pray for him and to cry out for him.
所以其实我们在做每一位做父母的。
So for all of us who are parents.
我们真的不知道，不能难以想象我们的儿女在这个世代当中，他们所面临的征战，他们所面临的里面的挣扎。
We cannot, for us parents, we cannot possibly imagine all the struggles and the challenges that our children are faced with in society today.
如果我们不以祷告成为他们的保护，
if we do not use prayer pray for them in protecting them,
他们就是暴露在这些攻击、这些试探、这些诱惑当中的。
They'll be fallen to all these attacks and temptations and all these other things.
所以我感谢主给我们每一个祷告的机会。
So I thank the Lord that He gave us all opportunities to pray for them.
就在那个祷告会结束，后来在那个星期四的晚上。
And it was after the prayer meeting has ended. It was on a Thursday night.
我里面就有一个非常想要给他打一个电话的感觉。
I really had a just voice telling me to really a strong feeling to call him.
可是我打过去是关机。
But when I called him, it was the phone was off.
我就觉得不对。
So I thought, oh, maybe perhaps something's wrong.
因为在那个时候，实际上他是应该跟他的队友在一起。
So at that time he was with some friends,
some
teammates.
他们每个星期四都有一起 practice 的时间。
So he was practicing with his teammates.
我就再打，还是关机。
So I kept calling. He was also phones off.
所以我就想，那我第二天星期五的早晨，我再联系他。
So I thought maybe I should call him on Friday tomorrow morning.
到了星期五。我打还是关机。
So when on Friday I called, the phone was also off.
我里面就真的是就是有一个感觉不对，一定是出了什么事。
Really had a strong feeling that something surely happened, something's wrong.
可是你知道，就像我刚才说的。
Just like I said.
他过了十八岁。
After he's 18.
如果他不授权，没有人会告诉你任何关于他的消息。
So unless he allows it, no one can tell you where he is or what's happening to him.
所以我就是在那种突然在那个恐惧的当中，
so、
我就
it was in that such fear.
我就心里面一直在祷告，我说主啊，你救他。
So I was in praying to the Lord, saying, Lord, help him, save him.
然后就在那天的下午，我收到了一个陌生的电话。
So finally, on that afternoon, I received a unknown call.
是一个医生打过来的。
It was a phone call by a doctor.
他告诉我 ，David 在一个机构。
He was in an organization.
他简单的讲述了一些他当时的所知道的事情。
And he basically explained what simply the things they knew at the time.
因为是 David 委托他们要联系他的家长。
Because David at the time told him to contact his family.
当我再次见到我儿子的时候。
So the next time I saw my son.
我心里面真的是感觉这个孩子是失而复得，死而复活的。
And I truly, the next time I saw him, I truly felt that he was a son that was lost, was found, and who has died, but is now alive again.
真的就是神把他从死亡的边缘拉了回来。
And it's truly that God has grabbed him from the edge of the cliff.
我的祷告就是主啊，你救他，而且你救他到底。
And my prayer to God was that God save him and save him till the end.
所以在经历那个这件事情之后。
So after this experience.
他经过了半年多的治疗。
There was a half a year where he went through therapy.
他就又回到学校，可以继续去上学了。
And he finally returned to school to continue his education.
可是在我这一面。
But in this year.
就从那个时候起，我里面就有一个挣扎。
But for me in that entire year, ever since that time, there was a struggle in me.
好像那个死亡的权势就在我里面，时时的控制我。
As if the power of death is just constantly have its power over me.
因为我不知道哪一天我就会失去他。
Because I don't know at which point or which time or when that I possibly lose him.
就像一个定时炸弹，随时都可能爆炸。
As if there's a time bomb that could just go off all of a sudden.
两年多的时间，我就一直在这种恐惧的当中。
And over 2 years in that time, I struggled. I was in such fear.
我不断的祷告。
And I continually prayed.
不断的寻求。
I continually sought after God.
但是我里面也是不断的挣扎。
But within, I also struggled constantly.
很奇妙的就是主在去年十二月份。
So amazingly, last year in December.
他先在我里面做了一个工作。
He did something. He worked something in me.
就是他以很奇妙的方式在我里面做了一个扭转。
He amazingly, turned me around.
让我因着看到他在十字架上的拯救。
He caused me to see the salvation that was upon the cross.
我就放下了我所有的忧虑。
And I was able to lay down all of my worries.
而且他给了我一个确据。
He also assured me.
他说他的时间还没有到。
He said his time is still not there.
从那以后我心里面就有了安息。
And from that moment on, I had peace in my heart.
所以当我这个星期一面对这件事情的时候。
So when this Monday, when I was faced with such a circumstance.
神那个复活的大能复活生命的大能就在我里面做主了。
The power of his resurrection was working in me.
我觉得我就经历到了保罗在哥林多后书第四章七到十节那里面所描述的。
So I really felt that I experienced what Paul described in Second Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7 to 16.
他说我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里。
That he talks about us having a treasure in this pottery, in this.
为要显明这能力是出于神。
A treasure in this earthen vessel that, in order for us to show that this is from God.
不是出于我们。
That it is not from us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
That when we're faced with enemies all around, that we are not trapped.
我们心里作难却不致失望。
That we struggle in our heart, but we're not without hope.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
That when we're faced with persecution, but we're not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
That when we're that we're struck down but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死。
That always carrying about in the body of the dying of Jesus.
让耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
真的就是神的话在我的里面成为了那个永荣耀的盼望。
That his word became that glorious hope in me.
他成了我在绝望当中给了我一条出路。
In hopelessness, he gave me a way out. He delivered me.
他把我引到他的十字架下。
He led me to his cross.
他再次让我重温在十字架上耶稣基督为我成就的那个救恩。
And again, he caused me, reminded me of the salvation that was accomplished on the cross.
就是在基督耶稣的拯救里。
And that was in his salvation, in his redemption.
我们一个都不会失丧。
That none of us will be lost.
其实我觉得今天我不知道我们当中有多少的朋友弟兄姐妹是在被捆绑被束缚的当中。
So I don't know how many of us here are finding ourselves in bondage.
我们可能被我们的软弱所捆绑。
Perhaps we're in bondage to by our weakness.
我们被疾病所束缚。
Perhaps we're trapped by our illness.
我们真的不知道哪一天我们要面对什么样的事情。
And we have no idea what we'll be faced with.
但是当我们来到基督耶稣的面前
But when we come before our Lord Jesus,
就是在他的拯救里面
And it is in his salvation,
我们有一个确据
That we have an assurance,
在主里神所得着的人
That those who he has saved, that's in him,
神必能拯救到底
That for surely he will save those who are in him till the end.
在罗马书第八章
In Romans chapter 8
31节到39节
31 to 38
好不好我们一起来念一下我相信在座有很多弟兄姐妹已经会背这一段了那不管你是背还是读那我们就一起来这是神给我们的在主耶稣基督里面的确据
So this is the assurance that he has given to us I think many of us all cannot memorize this but whether or not let us all read it together 31
好一起来即使这样
shall we say these things?
还有什么说的呢
If God is for us, who
神
is against us?
谁能
he who did not
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍岂不也把
how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢有神称他们为义 谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与神的爱隔绝呢？是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的名终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。这是何等荣耀的盼望！我们在主里就没有什么罪的权势再能辖制我们。
How glorious is this hope that in Christ there's nothing else that can keep us?
只有在基督里，我们才能得着真正的释放。
Only in Christ will we be truly liberated.
只有在基督里，神的救恩在他的里面才能成为我们永远的确据。
Only His salvation in us will can be the eternal assurance.
他那个死而复活的生命就会成为我们的生命。
His resurrected life will be our life.
所以今天我们在这里跟大家讲的不是一个道理。
So today we're not just sharing some concept.
因为没有道理能救我们。
There's no concept that can save us.
没有知识能救我们。
No knowledge can save us.
但是神他用他自己儿子的生命成为我们的代替。
But God used His own Son's life as a substitute for us.
他在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他今天让我们这些因着信到他面前来的人，
And today, through by faith, we come to him.
就可以靠着他而活。
And now, by this, we may live.
不仅是靠着他而活，乃是他替我们活。
But not only that we live by him, but we also, he also lives for us.
他用他那个荣耀的生命在我们的里面发出光。
And His glorious life shines a light through us.
照亮我们每一天的路。
And it shines our daily life.
只把我们引到他的面前。
Shines upon our daily walk till the day that we go to Him.
所以就是在这样的一个经历当中。
So it is in such an experience.
虽然我现在还是面临着很多的问题。
Although I'm still faced with other challenges, many challenges.
儿女给我的挑战。
The challenges from our children.
我所面对的所有我以前的失败软弱，
All the failures and the weaknesses in the past.
甚至我今后可能还是会有失败和软弱，
And perhaps even future challenges of weakness and failures.
但是因着主在我里面，
But because Christ is in me.
他的生命成为我的生命，
His life becomes my life.
我就没有惧怕，
There's no fear for me.
真的是就愿所有今天听到这些话的人，
And I really truly want to For all those who hear these words,
也得着这个荣耀的释放。
And I truly hope that you too are delivered by this glory.
愿一切的荣耀都归给主。
And may all glory be to God. I think our words are very limited.
我们的经历更有限。
Our experience is also limited.
我们很难把这么一个蛮有恩典蛮有慈爱的神能够说得清楚。
It is difficult for us to share with you this God who is full of kindness and grace.
但是这丝毫不影响神对我们的爱。
But these things do not limit His love towards us.
那我们再把我们刚开始唱的那首诗歌荣耀的释放我们再一起唱一下。
Let's sing the hymn again, The Glorious Freedom.
我有个请求，如果方便的话，我们可以一起站起来唱这首歌吗？
If it's possible, can we all rise and sing this hymn?
我真的盼望说这个释放能够临到我们今天每个人的身上。
And I truly hope that this freedom will befall upon all of us.
愿神自己的恩典神自己的祝福能够早早临到我们当中的福音朋友的身上
And I truly hope that this will also come upon our gospel friends
唱完这首诗歌的话我会我们大家一起有一个祷告
After this let us, we will all have a prayer
无论今天你是神的儿女，无论是你还没有认识这位神，我盼望我们能够一起来祷告。
And whether you're a believer or not, I hope we can all pray.
来到这位神的面前。
To come before him.
求他来释放我们。
May he give us freedom.
把我们从一切的软弱和失败当中释放出来。
And may he deliver us from all of our failures and our weaknesses.
把我们从罪和死的捆绑当中能够释放出来。
Deliver us from sin and death.
更求神用他自己生命复活的大能来充满我们。
And may he fill us with the great power of his salvation.
可以让我们在每天的日子里面靠着神的恩典而活。
And may we live our life daily in his grace.
好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song.
我曾被罪恶锁链之捆绑，像奴不自由，痛苦难当。但耶稣断开我一切锁链，荣耀之救恩使我释放，荣耀之释放。奇妙之释放，再无罪恶人束缚痛苦，荣耀释放者是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放，主使我脱离情欲和嗜好，脱离我嫉妒恨恶狂傲，脱离我世俗虚空之幻想，以致我离去一切忧劳，荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀释放者是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放，主使我脱离骄傲和愚昧，脱离我溺爱金钱迷惑，脱离我恼怒暴躁之心情，荣耀之释放无穷极乐，荣耀之释放奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀释放者是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放。我们一起有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
盼望我们当中的每一个人都能够开口祷告。
And I hope every one of us can open our mouth to pray.
那我说一句，请大家跟我说一句。
And I will say one phrase and repeat after me.
主耶稣，我们实在要来感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
是吧？谢谢你，你为我们这样的罪人付了代价。
Thank you for paying the sin price for our sins.
谢谢你，你为我这样的人是吧？付了被钉在十字架上。
Thank you for being crucified on the cross for a man such as I.
为我流血，为我舍命。
Thank you for shedding your blood and giving up your life.
把我从罪和死的捆绑当中释放出来。
So that I may be free from sin and death.
也把我从一切的软弱和失败当中能够释放出来。
And I can be free from weakness and failure.
主啊，再次求你，你用你自己的大能来充满我们每一个人。
May you again fill us with your great power.
让我们可以在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面。
So that in such a wicked world.
主啊，我们真的可以活出你自己的样式。
We can live out your life.
父啊，我们真的感谢你。
Father, we truly thank you.
尽管我们可能不认识你。
Perhaps we don't know you.
我们从前是风闻有你。
Perhaps we heard of you in the past.
主啊，但是今天我们听到你这样爱我们的时候。
But today, when we hear how much you love us,
主啊，我们不认识你的人，我们真的愿意承认我们是一个罪人，我们需要你的拯救。
We don't know you, but we acknowledge that we are a sinner. We need your salvation.
主啊，求你，你现在就住在我们的心里。
May you dwell in our heart.
主啊，你把你赦罪的平安赏赐给我。
May you give us the peace of your salvation.
你用你的宝血来洁净我。
May you cleanse us with your blood.
主啊，也把这样的确据和把握赏赐给我。
And also give us the assurance.
让我真的知道我是一个蒙你所称义的人。
So that we too can know that we are justified by you.
也让我明白是一个有盼望的人。
And we can know that we are with hope.
主啊，今天我的结局不再是死亡。
And today the end is not death for us.
你要把我带到荣耀里面去。
For you will bring us into your glory.
主啊，求你，你现在就来帮助我。
May you help come and help us now.
主啊，我们把一切的赞美和感谢都给归给主。
We give all thanks and all praise to you.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
And this name we pray, in His name we pray, precious name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please.